Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Who Let That Girl Run a Business. This is episode number 4, and I'm so excited to be recording it finally. I'm actually, as I do always, honestly, I'm recording in the car as I'm driving, because the hustle does not stop. It really does not. Okay, so we're going to be talking about knowing your worth in business, and don't let the word business scare you if you don't have one. Like, seriously, keep listening. Knowing your worth in general when it comes to receiving money from people, like charging for things you're good at, charging for hobbies, and your side skills and your side hustles. Like, it doesn't matter how small it is, you need to be charging. All right, so let's talk about me for a second. Classic, right? I'm always talking about myself. No, but I'm going to use this new thing I'm doing as an example, and I'm sure that you're all quite aware I'm doing this now. So, okay, how long ago? I think it was about a month or two. I got an iPad. I went to Florida. I took a meecation, and I literally took myself to Disney World. I highly suggest you do this. And I met with an Instagram friend, and we went to Disney, and she had an iPad. And I've had one before. I have an iPad mini, and I hated it. I literally never used it. But she had the new one that comes with a pen, and it's a 10.5 inch, and it's like this beautiful rose gold iPad, and she used it nonstop. Like, she was doodling, like doodles I've never even seen before, like beautiful work. I was so in awe of this iPad. I was like, holy cow. And I know the iPad does not do the work, it's her, but I'm just saying, like, this device was so cool to me. So, okay. We went on Avatar, which is the new Disney ride, and it took 3 hours for us to get on the ride. So within that 3 hours, I asked her if I could play here and there with her iPad just to see if I wanted to purchase one, and I fell in love immediately. I was like so shook. It was the coolest thing ever. Like, I was like, oh my god, I totally need this. And I'm the type of person who, when I want something and I know I want it immediately. Like, I bought it within the next 3 days. So I ordered a 10.5 rose gold iPad, 10.5 inch, and it has like 100+ gigabytes. I needed like the biggest amount of memory. I got the pen, the $99 pen with it, and I was like, yes, like, I'm ready. So as soon as I turned it on, I bought the app Procreate, which is this really, really cool software that allows you to draw, but not just draw. It allows you to do any type of drawing. So like pencil, marker, paint, watercolor. It literally will mix the watercolors like live on the screen as if you were using it in real life. And it lets you trace. So you can bring in photos from like Pinterest and trace over them to help you design and all these things. And I bought it immediately. It was like $10, $15. Anyway, sorry, I'm blabbering. Since then, I have nonstop been drawing, and I started posting my drawings back in July, because technically this was the birthday present to myself. So I started posting my doodles, and it got a lot of attention from you guys, and I was like, wow, I should like draw some stuff for people. So long story long, I now create Instagram icons. So if you don't know, Instagram has highlights, and I highly suggest that you use them because they're great for business. But a lot of people have no cover photo, or they make their own on Canva, and you know, they're cute and all, but they're not as custom as you should. Everyone's look the same, because if everyone's using Canva for free, everyone's using like the same icon. So it's kind of boring, and some people just use colors. It's just like blah. So I was like, girls, boys, let me help you. Let me draw you customized icons. And so I was like, you know what? I don't know if this is going to take off or not. Let me just offer it. So I was like, 5 icons, $30. You get it within 5 to 7 business days. Like, let me put this on my clothing company website, and they can download, like, as in they can buy it, and then I'll reach out to them and we'll talk. So I posted it on my website, and I got like 10 orders, and I was like, holy shiz, like, that's a lot of drawing. I had to take it off. It's currently off my website. So I have all these icons I'm drawing, and it just like literally took off. So if you're not grasping like how dope this is, like how knowing your worth can literally change your life and benefit you so drastically, I'm getting paid to sit in my pajamas and draw little pictures that are adorable, that are the size of a quarter, on my iPad, and it has already paid my car payment for this month. Like, are you serious? If you could see me right now, I'm doing the mind-blown hand gesture. So how do you go about charging for your hobbies. Like, I know you might be confused, like, Megan, that is great, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know where to start, blah, blah, blah. The first step is knowing that you rock and you deserve money for things you're good at. Period. That's number one. Once you got that down, you're good to go. So you need to think, what am I good at? What are you constantly doing on a daily basis or a weekly basis? Like, are you blogging? Are you writing a book? Are you painting? Are you drawing? Are you doing graphic design? Are you mentoring? Playing guitar? Playing piano? There's so many hobbies you could possibly be doing. I'm just listing the creative side that I'm used to. Literally so many things. I know a gal who's making money off of nutrition, so she helps with meal prep and being healthy and all this stuff from her house, and it's like the coolest thing ever. So there's so many different things you could be doing. And if you already have your big job, so let's say you're a photographer, that doesn't mean you can't do more things. Like, don't strap yourself to one thing. What's wrong with having multiple forms of income? I can't even imagine how many times you hear me say that, having multiple forms of income. When we did the Chica Challenge, which was this week thing, and there was blogs and workbooks, there was one workbook I did that was about budgeting, and in it, it said you should have cake money and you should have icing money. And I just thought of something else to add, which I'm really like hyped about. No one likes just one flavor of icing. There's so many different flavors of icing. There's chocolate, there's vanilla, there's orange or sprinkle or birthday cake or whatever. There's so many different flavors of icing. So you have your cake money, and that pays for your bills and living as a human being. And then you have your icing money, but you can have multiple flavors of icing. You can have photography icing. You could have drawing icing. You could have mentoring icing. You could have a clothing company icing. So many different things. Don't strap yourself to one flavor. Now, I'm going to talk to the people who have their multiple hobbies and passions. They know what that is, but they don't really know how to like handle having all of these things they want to do all at once. So you got to prioritize. It's possible to do them all at once, depending on the person. Like, I'm able to do that. I am a little stressed here and there, but I am fully able with my schedule to do multiple things at once. But you really have to prioritize, like, what's the most important. You can't let one take away from the other, because if I started to do drawings full time or whatever, I can't let that take away from my brides. Like, I can't not be there for my clients just because I decided randomly to draw stuff, you know? So you need to prioritize, what is your favorite thing to do, what's your cake money, what's your icing money, what's your dream icing money, all the things, write them down, and then see, like, what could I charge for? I think it was the last podcast or the one before I said this, but you don't know, how do you know what you're destined to do if you don't try things? It's not just gonna randomly come to your head like, oh, I'm destined to do this, unless you dabble in different things. And if you decide to make a skill, like a form of income, and it fails or it doesn't get popular, then try something else or try harder. Like, it doesn't matter. Fear of failure, as said before, is the worst thing you could do. Don't worry about failing. Just worry about making money off of things you love. This could totally be a two-parter, and if you want it to be, please DM me, message me, email me what to go further into, but I think I'm going to wrap up this episode for right now. Thank you so, so much for listening. Thank you for handling the weird noises randomly since I'm in the car and I don't have time to just sit at home and record. I need to be doing it in the car. Go ahead and follow me on social media, Chica Artiska. Literally just Google that name. It's a really weird name, and I will only come up because no one else has it for the most part, as far as I'm aware of. So just Google me and follow me and all the things. Buy stuff for me. Buy Instagram icons. You know, gotta promote. But I'll be back with another episode, hopefully way quicker than this one took. I've just been so busy, as you can probably tell. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.